going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Rise and shine, Atlanta. Hey, y'all got jokes, huh? Talk a lot of trash, but I ain't here. I see. This is the morning shift. I am Squidbilly. You know, Bo Morgan. He played football somewhere. His name's Mike Johnson.
What
There's a P in the middle
talked?
Of his name. I don't know what it stands
Did
for,
I
but
miss
it's
it?
Probably bad. And little Allie Mack, first lady of Atlanta baseball, or so she says. We'll see about that. And Dylon, I heard your trash talk too, punk. Together, we are the morning shift. Good morning.
Hey, man.
What trash were
what
we
are you talking about?
Mike makes fun of me in my open.
No. I just wanted to sound familiar to the people. That's all.
We were a member down. We needed to simulate that you were here.
We had to hold it down.
Dylon tries to do an imitation of me in my own segment with my own sponsor.
That was good. That was actually really good. He was just trying to make sure the sponsor
stayed
happy.
And then Allie made up words. So that's my thing.
I did step in your area
so,
on that.
Y'all are all put on notice today.
Bo.
Wow. Every one of you.
Bo, what did I tell you during the show call? I said we had to make sure we still brought the Squidbilly energy when you weren't here. That's simply what we were doing. We weren't mocking you. We were bringing that Squidbilly energy.
Well, let me tell you something. I appreciate the effort, but I am... There is no replacement for me. Mm. Okay, I'm one of one.
Okay, fair enough. Mm.
But I still love y'all.
Right,
and I appreciate y'all holding
too,
it down. Because I'm gonna let y'all know something. I went to bed Tuesday night when I normally am waking up. And
wow.
So technically Wednesday morning.
And
wow.
Yeah. Semantics. And I woke up Wednesday morning when I'm normally getting off the air. So. So it was a good day. Good night. Good night was have all.
So you got as much sleep as you usually do the amount of work. Yeah, that's intense. That is crazy. We wondered all day yesterday, was there any hangover?
So I woke up like, oh, okay, chug of water. And now I hit the ground running because my wife, see, I was supposed to wake up, go to the gym, and go get pork chop.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure that worked out.
I wake up to a text on my way home. My wife had woke up and said, you know what? I'm going to get her now.
Oh, she couldn't wait.
She couldn't wait. So,
wow.
So I literally woke up and pork chop was home.
We had obviously Which One Wednesday. And one of the questions was, which one has a worse hangover? Is it Amy or Bo? And
it was honestly, we were probably dead even. but neither one of
Fair
us
enough.
Let it slow us down. Like I did have one moment yesterday. She didn't want to take a nap yesterday. And I was like, you got a nap because Big Papa Squid's got a nap. Okay. So go to sleep. And she gave me like an hour. But yeah, it was good. I had a great time. I'm really glad I did it. And obviously I'll thank them later again too. But big shout out to you know, Tim Zalowski and AMB hooked me up. You know, I was clearly in the dignitary suite because there were some people there that probably outranked me that I recognize and know. So
probably, yeah.
Well, yeah. Let me tell you something. They're definitely going to get more special treatment than me. But when your name is there, Bo Morgan, and then it says guest of Morgan.
Oh,
on the other three, I was like, yeah, that's right.
Amy offended, though, that it said guest of Morgan?
No, no.
She's a dignitary, too.
And technically, it said Morgan guest, but yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. I reversed it because I like to do things like that. But no, she was like, oh, that's cool. She took a picture of my name tag, so I was like, yeah, that's right.
I did notice as well you did not wear a Metallica shirt to the show.
I didn't. No, you know, where I sit, there was a dress code, you know, because... But I mean, not that you couldn't wear a Metallica shirt. No, I didn't. Two ways. I'm not a huge fan of doing that. And also, I didn't really know where my shirt was, so I just went with the Whiskey Myers shirt.
And then also, since you're at a Metallica show, I did notice as well that Amy had a nice, classy glass of wine. I was like, that seems off, but good for her. I'm glad she got a night out.
Seriously. Well,
she had a few weight. You can guess what I drank.
Actually, probably not. You got so many freaking drinks that you drink. Who
White
knows
Russians?
What it was?
No, Dylan, I did not drink White Russians. That's a dessert. That's a more of a chill. It was Metallica, so I went hard. I had the vodka cran.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, no telling. There's like transfusions or, you know. There's no telling. You have such an assortment of drinks, so there's no telling.
Yeah.
Nothing says rock and roll like a vodka cran.
Shout out to the bartender, Tariq. I mean, he was bringing them, man, all night. So it was good, yeah. Yeah, I know, right? Metallica, vodka cran. Well, I can't do heavy metal and, like, I couldn't do whiskey. Is not, I can't be hammering those with, you know, hearing, like, you know, fired up music and kind of rowdy music. So I went smooth.
Well, I'm sure you will share more about your Metallica experience throughout the day with us, but we do have to talk a little sports. We've got some headlines coming out. Mike, what's yours for today?
Well, I'm never a fan of booing the home team, but man, I got to tell you, watching the Braves last night, enough is enough, and I don't blame anybody that was in attendance. So,
Bo?
I don't want to do that. I hate doing the same round, but there's a lot of fixes for this team. But if you're talking about guys like Trevor Bauer or moving one of the best starters you have who is struggling to the bullpen, then you have no clue.
Dylan?
Tonight marks an NBA Finals that shows you don't have to tank to win.
Okay. I like that. I like where you're going there.
Didn't OKC tank to get SGA and company? They hit a reset button.
They traded Paul George to get SGA. So yeah. they were still fairly competitive. They had Russ, and then they had that 1 year with Chris Paul.
How'd they get Chet?
They got that the
coming up at 6:40.
I have to go back and see the exact history, but all the trades that they made and got all those draft picks, I don't think it was necessarily tanking.
All right, research all that, Dylan, because we're going to talk about that coming up at 6:40 in the front page. We also have to talk about the Kirk topic. We haven't touched this for a moment, but we will cover some hypothetical trade scenarios at 6:20. Also at 6:40, it's the return of Throwback Thursday trivia. Mike is up 2-1, so we'll see if Bo can tie it up today.
Me tough.
But after an hour-long delay about, Braves fell short last night, lost 2-1 to the Diamondbacks. That makes their fifth straight series loss. But Sale did strike out 10 in six innings. He had a phenomenal night.
Yeah, he did. He's just one of those where, and I don't think he was his crisp self. You know what I mean? Like he's had his ups and downs. Four walks last night, a hit batter. He was a little bit erratic. He's focusing on those two pitches, and it's the outing that we've grown accustomed to for Chris Sale. And it gets to the point where you start to feel sorry for him.
Mm-hmm.
You really do. Like you watch what he's doing. You watch the attitude that he takes the mound with, the grit, the intense focus that he takes the mound with every time out. And you're just like, he's not to the level of like Paul Skeens right now up in Pittsburgh, but boy, he's getting close.
I mean, he's just doing what he did, what he did last year. He just hit that form. I don't know why. I hate that he struggled early because you would really be talking about back to back Cy Young candidate. I think right now he's not necessarily there for that reward because of the way he started. But I looked at it. Do you believe it that like? like April, his ERA was like 6, and now it's a 2.93.
Wow.
I mean, it's lowered tremendously. Dude, he walked 4 guys. Ain't why you lost. I mean, and the fact that Chris Sale gives up 1 run and he's basically hit with a loss is just it's amazing. It's amazing that this is where this team is. And pitching is not a problem. I know Iglesias gave up a run in the 9th, but I'm sorry, when Austin Riley strikes out with the bases loaded, you can keep the crap about 1 run given up by the bullpen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get 1 line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The 8th inning last night was one of the most, I hate using the word embarrassing, that was one of the most embarrassing innings I've ever had to watch in the Braves, in the history of my Braves fandom. Like watching them have opportunity after opportunity. And the Baldwin strikeout was rough. Michael Harris, like he's, and I realize he's playing center field at a Gold Glove level. He is almost unplayable the way he approaches his at bats right now. Mm-hmm. Almost unplayable. And then you still, even when he strikes out, it's like, well, still got Austin Riley can come through in the clutch for you. No, he doesn't. And you get the fact that all three of those guys go down in that scenario is just absolutely freaking brutal, man. Brutal to watch.
I feel like Michael Harris made the decision he was going to swing in the 9th inning before the pitch was thrown, because at no point in time did that thing look like a strike. I mean, it bounced at one point into the catcher's mitt.
We talked about this yesterday, Bo. Arizona has one of, if not the worst, bullpens in Major League Baseball. And the fact that you're not working more counts throughout yesterday's game and the day before that to try to get into that bullpen. And then when you get to the bullpen, you're not able to have any success when they have one of the worst bullpens in Major League Baseball. We used to look at it last year and be like, oh, man, you know, all these pitchers are having a good day against the – it's the freaking Braves, man. Michael Harris couldn't hit a beach ball right now. If it was thrown to him.
Oh, he hasn't hit a beach ball in 2 years, to be fair.
Yeah, it's just been – and, you know, yesterday, Mike, you were talking about how we can't just go into this so negatively. Like, I cannot hate watch the Braves every single night.
Yeah.
I don't want to do that. So yeah. I'm choosing to go in optimistic every single time, because this was the team after that horrible start to the season. They had the fastest rise to 500. So that they're there. They're just not firing on all cylinders right now.
Well, they're not there anymore, because they're now almost – they're 6 games under now.
Yeah.
And I know you didn't – that's not what you meant. But Saturday feels like a distant time away, Alan. Because Saturday they won 5-0 against Boston. And they hit Walker Buehler pretty well, right? And now, I mean, Merrill Kelly – looked fun. I mean, he's a good pitcher, but I mean, he had a perfect game through like four innings at one point or something.
It was deeper than that.
Yeah. Anyway, no hitter through what I think Acuña broke it up in the sixth or the seventh. Yeah. But I mean, wow. Like, what are we doing?
Yeah.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.